Welcome back to the Prescott Arts Beat. This is your host, Andrew Johnson Schmidt. You're listening to KJZA 89.5 FM, or in Prescott, 90.1 FM. And we are here every Sunday from noon to 12:30, talking with the movers and the shakers and the arts and culture community here in the Quad Cities of Northern Arizona. And this Sunday, we have been talking with Chris Hoy, a local writer, who, along with a local artist, Walt Anderson, and a number of other local people, supporters of the Elks Opera House Foundation, came together and brought out a book, The Elk in the Attic. 35 pages of pure joy for kids of all ages, a story that sets up in a town that you might notice if you've ever been in Prescott for any length of time. And Chris has made a great case for this book. It's not only a delightful read, but it also, the proceeds all go to the Elks Opera House. But some people may still be on the fence. They may be saying, I don't know. It's $12. It took me a while to earn it. What should I do here? And that's why we are presenting you with the opportunity to make your decision, an informed decision, with Andrew's five big questions. Five innocent-sounding questions that, when answered right off the top of Chris's head, will lay bare his soul and let the audience know, do we come down and spend that $12, or do we stay home for that Knight Rider marathon? So no pressure, Chris.
I'm starting to sweat right now.
A little flop sweat, huh? All right, question number one. The children's book I always end up reading again and again is?
The Call of the Wild.
Ah.
Jack London.
Jack London, all right. Question number two. My kitchen always contains?
Oh, we're vegetarian, so it always contains broccoli.
I knew a vegetarian in college that it was a Snickers bar, but, you know, I think you may be on the right track there. Question number three. A great event at the Elks I'll always remember was?
Dan Napolitano came there and gave a speech one afternoon. We all ran down and took a look at it, and now she's the Secretary of Homeland Security. I thought it was a big day.
Historical.
Yeah.
Question number four. In high school, I was?
I was elected the wittiest boy in my senior class.
That would have been during the 80s?
That would have been, a long time ago. I graduated in 1960. You heard of the 60s? You probably weren't even born then, were you?
I came along a little after that. I will admit it.
I drove down the road in my 1952 Studebaker listening to the Everly Brothers and Elvis Presley, you know, and they were alive then.
Ooh. All right, question number five. And this is the hardball question. This is where we take the gloves off. Here we go. Right. Dr. Seuss, genius, pure and simple, or a little over-marketed?
Oh, no, he's a genius, pure and simple. He originated. A genius is somebody who originates something and then everybody else knocks it off. He originated an entire way of presenting stories to children that nobody had thought of before. He also, I don't know if you know this, but he also created Mr. Magoo. Have you ever seen a Mr. Magoo cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Scream, and he invented that as well.
My goodness. Well, now, before we let you go, Chris, I did have two questions I want to ask. What age is the focus of the novel?
The novel is for children 7 to 11, and we've also learned that adults enjoy it, too.
Where can they get it?
It's available in 8 locations in Prescott. The Elks Opera House lobby always has a bunch of copies there, most of them signed by me. The Warren Bookstore downtown, the Charlotte Hall Museum Bookstore, Hastings Bookstore, the Prescott College Bookstore has some because, of course, Walt Anderson is a professor there. The Heritage Park Zoo Gift Shop carries the book. The Prescott Resort Bookstore carries it, and the Chamber of Commerce carries it in their little public lobby there. So there's plenty of places to buy it. You can also order it online from the ElksOperaHouse.com website. And I also have an author's website I'd like to mention, ElkInTheAttic.com, where they can read a sample chapter. Chapter 1 is on my author's website, ElkInTheAttic.com. For people who are still kind of wondering if it's right for them, they can go there and read Chapter 1 and see if they like it.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you for coming on the show and telling us about your book. And I hope if the musical gets underway that you'll come back and talk to us about that.
I'd love to do it.
All right.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Oh, my pleasure. Folks, we're here every Sunday, noon to 12:30, here on KJZA. And remember, Prescott Arts, that's our beat.